It's All Right, Ma. I'm Only Bleeding by Bob Dylan.
Darkness at the break of noon, shadows even the silver spoon, the handmade blade, the child's balloon, eclipses both the sun and moon, to understand you know too soon, there's no sense in trying.
It sort of broke the mold like Bob Dylan did with lots and lots of kinds of songs. A friend of mine who was in the first recording when Bob's first record was sitting in between him and Hammond, Paul Rothschild, who did the Doors records, and he said he never, ever picked the best recorded song. Never. It's just not how he hears music. You know what we're thinking of right now when I say the best.
Yeah.
It's just not his interest. And It's All Right, Ma feels like that. It's always live, and it feels like, you know, it's probably stream of conscious, and it kind of represents a beat generation, so it kind of represents art to me and poets.
A foreign sound to your ear. It's all right, Ma. I'm only sighing.
Can I tell a Bob Dylan story?
I'd love to hear a Bob Dylan story.
So Bob Dylan loves Tombstone, it turns out. I found out he's in New York, so I called my friend and I said, you know, I'd love to meet him. Is there any chance? He said, I don't know. I'll find out. And the next call I got, I thought was going to be my friend, but it wasn't. It was Bob. I was really excited, like a crazy fan, like a child. It was so great. Basically, it was like, nothing. Like, we were old friends. You want to come over? And he was like, yeah. So hang up the phone. I was newly married and we had a baby, and I went in to and said, I think Bob Dylan's coming over. I'm not sure. It could be a hoax. He shows up and he sits down and he wants to talk about Tombstone, but I just can't, you know, nor can I talk about any of his stuff. Eventually he says, ain't you gonna say anything about that movie? I said, you know, do some blowing in the wind and that's what I said to him. I basically said no. I get like that sometimes. So I turned him down. I thought, well, at least that's something. No one turns this guy down. Anyway, I felt like an idiot after, like, why? Yeah, I could have said a few lines. They're fun lines, too, you know? Like, people still ask me to say lines. Now I'll tell any schmo in the airport, I'll say, I'm your Huckleberry, but I wouldn't say it to Bob Dylan. I felt so bad about it. I was thinking, like, how can I make it up to him? So what I did was I recorded It's All Right, Ma, I'm Only Bleeding, but as Doc Holliday, and I put in all the big lines from the movie into the song, and made him a little tape.
Legendary Bob Dylan with It's All Right, Ma, I'm Only Bleeding.
Advertising signs that con you into thinking you're the one that can do what's never been done, that can win what's never been won. Meantime, life outside goes on all around you. You lose yourself, you reappear. You suddenly find you got nothing to fear. Alone you stand with nobody near. When a trembling distant voice unclear startles your sleeping ears to hear that somebody thinks they really found you. A question in your nerves is lit, yet you know there is no answer fit to satisfy. Ensure you not to quit, to keep it in your mind and not forget that it is not he or she or them or it that you belong to. But though the masters make the rules for the wise men and the fools, I got nothing, Ma, to live up to.